Hello, SFFEL listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy, because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Jen Northington, recording on February 9th, and today I'm giving more recommendations for two listener questions. You too can send in a question, tell me what you like, what you don't like, or what you're looking for more of, to sffyeah@bookriot.com. And I might answer it on air. I'm not making any promises. I have no idea how many requests we'll get, but I'm really enjoying doing this, so your odds are good. Let's see, what else? Oh, right. It is somehow the second month of the year, and that means we are in the second month of Read Harder. This is our 10th year of doing the Read Harder Challenge. It is designed to help you expand your reading horizons, diversify your TBRs, and we have a newsletter that will give you recommendations for each task. It also keeps you update about other cool reading challenges, reading-a-thons, and all that good stuff. And if you are a paid subscriber, you can get even more recommendations plus community features. So you can check that out at bookriot.com/readharder. Again, bookriot.com/readharder. All right, let's hear from a sponsor, and then we will get into our listener questions.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. This is one I'm actually super excited about. I liked Leigh Bardugo's other adult fantasy books, and so I'm really looking forward to this one. It's set in the Spanish Golden Age during a time of high-stakes political intrigue and glittering wealth. It follows Luzia, a servant in the household of an impoverished Spanish nobleman who reveals a talent for little miracles. Her social climbing mistress demands Luzia use her gifts to win over Madrid's most powerful players, but what begins as simple amusement takes a dangerous turn. Luzia will need to use every bit of her wit and will to survive, even the help of Guillén Santángel, an immortal familiar whose own secrets could prove deadly for them both. So The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo is on sale now. And like I said, it's a must-read of the season. It's perfect for anyone who loves history, a little bit of magic, a lot of danger. You can get your copy now at leighbardugothefamiliar.com. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. HeroQuest is a graphic novel that is the story of a genetically augmented metahuman named Hero who travels into the multiverse 400 years into the future to save Earth from a disaster it cannot avoid. It has everything from mutants to robots to zombies to aliens, witches, and more. It's a quest for 10 rings of tremendous power from 10 different worlds that will be needed to save our world from certain disaster. It's an epic journey that will require the hero named Hero to be cursed to save the lives of billions on Earth. It's a story of heroism, wonder, betrayal, and finally, revelation. This is the hero's journey. This is Hero's quest. So the story was imagined by the mind of Steve Aoki and written by New York Times bestselling author Jim Kruger and Steve Aoki. So make sure to check it out. And this episode comes thanks again to Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour.
So the first question today is from Sarah W., who says, I fell in love with Nalini Singh's Psy Changeling series after I heard about it on an SFF Yeah episode, but I have now read them all and her Angel series too. Do you have any recommendations for similar series? Doesn't have to have the spice that Nalini Singh's do. I enjoy it, but it isn't necessary. I love the pack as family and an outsider being welcomed into that pack. Also the banter. First of all, Sarah, I am so delighted that I have converted you. That makes me so happy. And yes, I do have some recommendations for you. The first is a series I finally just fully read and highly recommend. It's the Mercenary Librarian series by Kit Rocha. The first book is Deal with the Devil. It is a romance series. It's like a sci-fi romance. And so it has the spice of the Nalini Singh. And it has all of those, like, you know, factions at odds with each other, plus like a corrupt government, and how are everybody gonna find love and deal with their personal demons and also, you know, have adventures while doing it. So I feel like it has a lot of the same elements as the Psychangeling books, and I love the world building. It doesn't have shapeshifters, but that's fine. All of our characters are like super soldiers or have something extra going on in some way, who are also, you know, deeply scarred by the circumstances that brought them to their present day. And it's all about healing and like finding found family and bringing in people who may seem irredeemable to others, but are absolutely like here to be redeemed. So definitely check that out. Again, that's the Mercenary Librarian series by Kit Rocha. I also thought you might be interested in trying Leslie Penelope's Earthsinger series. It is not as funny as the Nalini Singh, but it has some amazing world building, and each book does follow a different, you know, set of characters, but they're all related to each other, and you do see the characters that you saw from earlier on in the books, like as their relationships progress and as they become involved in, you know, the way the world works. It is dark and really interesting, so if you're willing to like go a little darker, I think this would be an interesting choice for you. So that's, oh, it's L. Penelope on the series. The first book is Song of Blood and Stone. And then, because I wanted to give you like a fully hilarious version, Shelley Laurenston's Honey Badgers series is like the most banana pants version of like shapeshifters finding each other and found family and having adventures. Like the plots are absolutely bonkers. The characters are hysterically funny. And it's just like so over the top. It's just so fun. Like I cannot, there's no words for it other than fun. It is also spicy, but it's so fun. So if you want more like shifters and you're willing to go to like the full comedic version of like Psychangeling, the Honey Badger Chronicles by Shelley Laurenston are for you. Okay. So the next question is from Christina, who says, Jen's recent glowing review of Bitter Medicine by Mia Tsai inspired me. I loved that book. You noted that while dark things happened to the characters in the past, it was a heartwarming book, and the romance, especially between the two MCs, was so sweet. Cinnamon rolls her going through it. Yes, 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 yes to all of this, Christina. Christina says, I found this combo of intense plot with heartwarming romance is my catnip, and I am looking for more. Other books specifically that I have read and give me the same vibe are Winter's Orbit and Ocean's Echo by Averina Maxwell. I would prefer sci-fi to fantasy, always only because I'm always trying to read more sci-fi, and I've already read Alex White, Becky Chambers, Valerie Valdez, Bertha Wells, and Jesse Mihalik, most thanks to your show. I tried Alona Andrews but didn't fall in love with the characters. Backlist or frontlist or any format is fine. I don't mind a series but prefer if the books can be read on their own, like traditional romance novels. I love this question too. Love, love, love that y'all are digging the wrecks. And yeah, it's an interesting question. I feel like we're getting more and more of this in adult SFF. For a while, it was really hard to find this. It was mostly in YA, which I have no problem with, but it is nice to see it coming into the adult SFF sphere. And the first book that I read that I felt like really did this perfectly is one that we've talked about on the show before. It's Light from Uncommon Stars by Rika Aoki. This was the book that made me realize this is a trope that I'm obsessed with. It is both science fiction and fantasy. There are aliens. There are, you know, demons from hell. There's like deals with the devil. There's all kinds of stuff. And it has a multi-character setup, so you're switching POVs. But our main character, Katrina, is a like unknown violin prodigy. She is transgender and has faced some, you know, really difficult circumstances, like so many transgender teens do, you know, abuse at home, finding herself in abusive situations because she doesn't have anywhere else to go. But one day she is playing violin in a park and meets Shizuka, who has made a deal with the devil and is looking for her next protege to eventually, like, condemn to hell. So not technically an auspicious start to things, but actually everything, I'm no spoilers. This is an amazing book. There's a donut shop. Like, I can't even tell you. These characters, I love them so much. They're dealing with so many difficult issues, and I love all of them. And I feel so much for them. And the ending of this book was so satisfying. I just thought Aoki, like, did an incredible job with this book. It's an all-time favorite. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. So again, that's Light from Uncommon Stars by Rika Aoki. More sci-fi, I think Station Eternity by Mer Lafferty might work for you as well. As the first in a new series, Midsolar Murders. I've only read the first one, so I don't know if they do read standalone like you were asking for, but the first book really does capture this as well. I think Mallory, our main character, is sort of just, I really feel for her. Like, it's not her fault that people end up dead around her all the time, and she's done her best to, like, escape this. She has gone, you know, literally to an alien space station where she's the only human, in hopes that this will help her, like, that people will not end up dead around her through no fault of her own. But of course, you know, nothing goes the way she has planned, and Mallory and her, like, alien friends slay me. I mean, there's a few characters in particular that you're like, you are so perfect. Like, I can't handle how hilariously perfect you are. But also, people are dying, so that's serious. And Mallory has some dark stuff in her past, and so do a couple of the other characters. So it does have that, you know, feel to it. It's not quite perfect cinnamon roll of bitter medicine, but, like, you know, who can be as perfect as those two? It's hard. So I do think Station Eternity might scratch this itch for you. Again, that's by Mer Lafferty. And then I know you said you wanted more sci-fi than fantasy, but I just have to double check that you have read Sorcerer to the Crown by Zen Cho and or anything else by Zen Cho, because this is, like, what it is, right? Like, Zen Cho does this extremely well. We were all obsessed with Sorcerer to the Crown when it came out for very good reasons. So if for some reason you have skipped that one, I'm just here to put it back on your radar. Just, like, don't even read the plot backlist. Like, just pick it up, read it. You're going to love it. Yeah. And those are our rapid fire picks for today. I am so enjoying doing this, y'all. Thank you so much for writing in with your questions and suggestions. And yeah, we'll keep it going for a little while longer. So SFFYeah is sound edited by Caitlin Brame. Thank you so much, Caitlin, as always, for making us sound great each and every episode. Thank you all, as always, for listening. Again, you can email us, sffyeah@bookriot.com. Loving the feedback, loving the listener questions, loving the pet pictures, always. If you feel like reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, we super appreciate that as well. And in between shows, you can mostly find me these days on Litsy, that's Litsy, as Jen IRL, Jenninirl. I'm spinning back up my Instagram, but it's mostly just going to be repeats of Litsy, but that's at I am Jen IRL. And on Tumblr, Jen IRL. Okay. Talk to you next time.